The passions of visual artist Guido van der Verve come together in a new exhibit and film. Numbers 2, 6, 8, 14 shows visitors four of van der Verve's films. It's on display at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. These are not like films you would see in a movie theater, though. Guido van der Verve is an artist, musician, and a marathon runner, in addition to having several other interests. So he is anything but a typical artist.
Well, I think that's why I ended up making films, because you can combine, all of your different interest in film, basically. And for me, my life and my art are very much intertwined. So mm-hmm. everything that I, start to do obsessively in my normal life ends up in my art every now and then. And like I said, I think, film is a very rich medium, and, you can combine music, visuals, performances, text. It's a fun tool to work with, especially if you have very diverse things that you like.
The works we'll see in van der Verve's exhibit were created between 2003 and 2012.
At the heart of the film is usually me doing some kind of performance, and some of them are very plainly just that. Like, for example, the one where I'm walking in front of an icebreaker, which is just that, so it's very easily explained. And then there's one long film which I made in 2012, which is much more cinematic and filmic and has somewhat of a narrative. And that's just a film which is based on a very long triathlon, actually, from Warsaw to Paris.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, says there's a special appeal in van der Verve's work.
The work is melancholic, it's beautiful, it's at times funny in an understated way. It's unlike anything that we've done before. We have presented video exhibitions, but this is by an artist who's really on the rise in the world and gaining an appreciation in the art world and beyond the art world.
Scala wants visitors to take the time to enjoy van der Verve's art and the moment.
And this idea of sitting and breathing and watching and taking it all in without worrying about what's going to happen, without thinking necessarily about what just happened, but just being in this moment that the artist has provided for you, I think that's a real, it's an opportunity to escape in a way.
Van der Verve shares that sentiment.
You shouldn't maybe really try to use your rational verbal side of the brain too much, trying to figure out. They're not like, let's say, artistic crossword puzzles. Mm-hmm. But, since I have a background in music as well, I really try to make a certain mood. So also some of the films are pretty long, so I like the fact that people have their own head space, and they can just kind of be there and be with the work and read into it whatever they want.
Guido van der Verve, numbers 2, 6, 8, 14 is on display until May. To find out more, visit fristcenter.org. That's fristcenter.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.